When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Tyler is on the phone today for our First Date Follow-Up, and he's getting ghosted by a girl named Jessa, who he went on a date with. So in a few minutes, we'll call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But first, let's find out what happened on the date. Tyler, what's up, man? How long has it been since you heard from Jessa?
It's been about a week, and have not heard anything from her at all.
Have you tried? How many times have you reached out to her?
Not too much. You don't want to be like aggressively like.
Oh yeah, I agree. I just was checking to see what you did.
No, a double text is all I did. I text the night after, and then I text a couple of days later. That's really all I've done.
Okay.
I don't want to push her. It was fun. We had a great time. Went out to dinner at, and then ended up going to a second location, which is always a good sign. You go to a second location, have some drinks. It went really well. We just had a lot of great conversation. I paid for everything. I wanted to make sure she didn't have to worry about it, but I also made it clear there was no obligations. I was just there enjoying my time with her because we really got along well. And I was just really happy with the whole day. Like, she was fantastic.
So what do you think happened then? Why do you think she's ghosting you?
I honestly don't know. The conversation never lagged. It never seemed to me like there was any issue. I was a little sweaty. I dressed up because we went out somewhere nice. Maybe, I don't know, if I don't feel it. I hope it wasn't that. That seems kind of weird. I did pay for everything. It was expensive. It was like super pricey. So maybe that was too much. I am worried that I put on like too much of an effort, but I really liked her and I don't have a lot of free time. So like, I wanted to make the effort because she seemed worth it.
That's sweet.
Aww.
Yeah, I'm really not sure. I know that sometimes if you put too much money into it the first day, like, it can turn somebody off. And so I am a little worried that that might be it. But it's so hard to tell because I really, end of the night, you know, it went really well. Like I said, we had some drinks. And then afterwards, we just walked around a little bit. And then she was waiting for her Uber. And it was really nice out. And she looked really beautiful. And I asked her if I could give her a kiss. And she said yes. So it was just a very nice, you know, nice kiss, or, you know, nothing like aggressive. And then she got in her car and I texted her and, you know, and said I had a great time and then haven't heard from her since.
So did you guys kiss on the lips?
Yeah, just a little one, though. Like, what do you call a church kiss? Like a church wedding kiss.
It wasn't okay. Anything. Church wedding kiss.
Yeah, I was trying to be very respectful and, you know,
like a little bit less than a grandma kiss.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, did it seem like she was really into you? Like, did you guys talk about seeing each other again at the end?
We did, and she seemed amenable to it, and we talked back and forth. Like, I mean, I always didn't want to talk about myself much, so I asked her a lot of questions about herself, and she was very engaging, and we told some pretty funny stories. We had some, you know, kind of just little things in common that were fun. You know, you can really tell when you have a spark with somebody, and there was a legitimate spark that I felt. So this is why, if it was a bad day, I can see the ghosting. You understand it happens. But this was a really good one, and I was kind of really invested. Like I said, I'm really busy with work, and so when I find somebody that's worth my time, I put a lot of effort in because who knows when the next person might be around that's worth my time. So it's really kind of sad that she ghosted because I was really into her.
Yeah.
Did she say anything about wanting another date with you?
She seemed like I said, we should do this again. And she seemed, yes, of course. Let's do it. Like she did. It was not any, she didn't shut down. And I mean, or we didn't make actual plans, but you know, she seemed like, okay, yeah, that sounds great.
Tyler, when you said earlier that you were sweaty, like how sweaty?
We're not talking like, you know, buckets, but I mean, it was kind of sweaty. I think I overdressed a little bit from the weather.
Okay, so a little damp.
The restaurant had heat on. So yeah, just a little bit of, you know, forehead sweat, but I'm not like, just enough that I was worried about it. I was probably more self-conscious than anyone would even notice.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
That'd be fantastic.
All right. Play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
If you're just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Tyler is on the phone, and Tyler is getting ghosted by Jessa. It's been about a week now, and he hasn't heard from her, so in a few minutes, we're going to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting him and maybe get him another date. But first, Tyler, why don't you catch everybody up on your situation with Jessa?
Yeah, Jessa and I went out on our first date to... It was a really nice time, really kind of expensive restaurant. They went out for drinks afterwards. I paid for everything, and then we really got along well. I kissed her goodbye. And haven't heard from her since, and I'm kind of worried it's maybe because I paid too much for the meals, and she thought I was trying to show off, or maybe because I was a little sweaty during the day.
All right. Well, you ready for us to call her?
Yes, please.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Jessa, please?
Speaking.
Hey, Jessa, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Jessa. I'm Nina, also on the show.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Oh, okay. A lot of you. Hi.
Yeah. What's up?
How are you doing today?
I'm okay. What's going on?
We do a segment on the show. It's called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then you ghost them, that person can ask us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them. So we got an email about you from somebody.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I am on a dating app, so this could be going a couple different ways.
All right.
Oh, okay. Way to put yourself out there.
Well, I'll tell you who it is, okay?
Okay.
His name is Tyler.
Oh, okay. That's a recent one. Okay, because this thing does happen to me where somebody will ghost me for like months. I just had a guy reach out to me. We went on one date 10 months ago. He stopped talking to me and then was like, this is very recent. Okay, I'm with you, Tyler. Yeah.
It's been about a week since you talked to him.
Yeah.
Do you mind telling us why you're ghosting him?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, like, the date, like, there was nothing, like, bad that happened or anything. He just, I don't don't know. It kind of feels like maybe our lives aren't going to match up. Like, he did seem really tired on the date, and I think he's just, like, super busy. He might be, like, a workaholic, and it just didn't feel like he had, like, time to date somebody. So I just kind of was like, eh, let's cut it loose. It's been one date. So, like, you know, it's easier to ghost people than to, like, be like, your life isn't, you know what I mean? It's just, like, it's awkward. It just didn't feel like it was going to work out. He works, like, all the time. Like, I feel like even going on this date with me, it was, like, I feel like, you know, I mean, he made it work, obviously, but it just didn't feel like he's going to have time.
Okay.
That's really it. Like, it's nothing crazy. Like, it wasn't like, oh, God, he, you know, didn't tip or, you know, that's a deal breaker. But, like,
okay.
Yeah, it just, like, didn't feel like it was going to work out. Like, I'm looking for that, like, fairy tale romance where you, like, want to spend all your time together and fall in love. And, like, not that you know after one date, but it just didn't feel like I was going to get what I wanted out of it. So, yeah, I did ghost him.
What's that saying, though? People will always make time for what it is that they want to make time for or for the people that they want to spend time with. I don't know. It just kind of feels like maybe it was a little quick. Or maybe, you know what? He needed to just slow down. Like, he needs to slow down.
I mean, I feel like he needs to slow down. I mean, I get it. Like, I work a lot, too. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's really it. Like, maybe that's not a good enough reason to ghost somebody. But, like, when you're on the apps, it's such a, like, it, I don't know if we can curse, but it's such, like, a show. You know? Like, you got to sometimes just get in and out and move on because, you know, you wait 10 months and he might hit you up again anyway.
So. Yeah, you never know.
You know what? I mean, who are we to tell you why you should or shouldn't ghost people?
Yeah. I mean, he didn't even wait 10 months. He waited a week.
He waited a week. We're still in the statute of limitations.
Thanks for being honest with us. Appreciate that.
Yeah, sure.
I should let you know that he's actually on the phone, too. Tyler is on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, no. Oh, am I in trouble now?
I don't know.
Okay. Hi, Jessa.
Oh, hey, Tyler.
So,
how's it going?
Well, you know, I think he said it's more awkward to try to tell somebody and then you just ghost him, but this is probably more awkward.
Well, yeah, this is a little crazy. Awkward now.
I'm sorry about that, but, yeah, no, you know, I do work a lot and I was tired, but like when something does matter to me, I do make the effort for it. I do put in the effort to make space when things are important to me. And so I want you to know that is something that I'm working on, but also I'm already aware of. And I did make the time for our date because it was important to me because I think we got along really well and I could tell we were going to get along well. And I'm willing to put some flexibility into my schedule. Like, I like my work, but I also like having someone to spend time with and, you know, go do things with and all of that. And, you know, I love that a little bit more than work.
Okay, so you think you're going to be able to, like, let loose a little bit, maybe?
A little bit. Like, I think if I have somebody who's willing to be like, hey, let's go do something or give me a little encouragement to stop working for a bit, because it's hard when you work from home, it's really hard to stop working. You're just constantly working. And so if I have somebody that I'm like, hey, that I want to spend time with, then that's a good incentive for me to stop working. And so I'm 100% willing to work on that and talk about it and everything, but I want to talk about it. I'd like to be able to, you know, actually talk about it, not just not hear from somebody for a bit.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I didn't know that. I mean, I guess I didn't know you had any kind of like feelings that way after one date, but that is good and refreshing to hear. So I guess I'm glad I answered the phone this time.
me too. And since obviously you have all the pressure of the radio behind you to say yes, I wouldn't want to make you say yes to a second date right now. But if you do want to go on a second date, I would love to, but I would leave it up to you to maybe text me privately later on. I don't want you to feel pressure if you don't want to.
You know what? Actually, this is going well. So, yeah, I feel good about it. We can give it another shot, especially if you're, you know, open about the time issue and willing to make some, like, assuming we want to make more time for each other, then yeah.
So you'll go on another date with Tyler. We'll pay for it.
Oh, okay, even better. Sure.
Also, Tyler doesn't have a problem spending money, but
I love free food so much.
Congratulations, Tyler. You got another date.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad.
Okay, great.
Well, I'm so excited, Jessa. Thank you. And I promise next time I won't be like so sweaty.
What? So sweaty? What?
Okay, never mind.
Are you lying?
Don't worry about that.
Did I miss them? Okay, all right. Okay, I'll let it go. I don't know what that is.
Jubal's first date follow up.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait.
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.